At least 3 people were killed and 2 others injured, and more than 2,000 head of cattle stolen in an attack by suspected cattle raiders in Partet Payam of Gurur County on Tuesday. According to Wayne Boom, a lawmaker representing Gurur County in the Jonglei State Legislative Assembly. During an heli attack on Monday, he says at least 19 people were killed and several others were injured while fishing in Pattaya Payam. Boom says about 20 young men are still missing.
The day before yesterday, a group of armed youths from Yifiyet attacked Payam called Fatat. Fatat is under Gurur County. 3 people were killed on the spot, 2 were injured, and 5 are still missing. There was also another attack. A group of youths from Akoba West and some from Nirol, they were looking for pitch. In that area, a group of armed youths also ambushed them. Innocently, they were unharmed. They do not have any arms. 19 of them were killed in that incident, and 20 were reportedly abducted.
Boom, who is also the spokesperson of Jonglei State Parliament, condemned the attacks. Several road ambushes and attacks have been reported in Gurur County and nearby areas in the recent past. Last Friday, a WAP humanitarian convoy of more than 100 trucks transporting food and other humanitarian assistance came under attack in Gurur County. 2 contracted drivers were shot in the attack. 1 died, and another person died in a road traffic accident connected to the incident, according to the United Nations Humanitarian Agency. Boom says reaction to the deadly attacks from locals is unpredictable.
Well, yesterday I spoke with the Duckwith, the prophet in the area, and he was affected by the attacks, and his cow, his cattle were taken, and that man, he has a number of cattle, so he's not happy. Because he's also a man of peace, because he has been the center of mobilization in Jonglei State. But with an effort from our governor here, the governor talked to him and he distanced himself from all this, because he's one being respected more than the state leadership.
Boom says state and national authorities should intervene. Abraham Kelang, the Greater Pibor Administrative Area's Information Minister, says authorities in Pibor are unaware of the attack.
Nobody informed us as a government authority, like your commissioners or government official in Bor, to inform us exactly what happened there. We didn't know any update. We just surprised only for media, social in social media, news and what. And so in exactly we government, so we don't have any information about.
Kelang urges Jonglei State authorities to abide by a resolution reached during a recent retreat in Pibor to inform each other on cattle raids or attacks. Boom says about 14,000 locals who have been residing in Partet have been displaced by the recent conflict.
Seen yesterday, now people are fleeing the town Partet. They are going toward Fieri and UI, where they will be able now to access humanitarian assistance.
Michael Meding Akweth, Director of Relief and Rehabilitation Commission in Jonglei State, says his office will conduct an assessment to ascertain the needs of the people affected before intervening in Gurur County.
Gurur County and Akoba County, there are incidents almost everywhere now. In all areas of Gurur, Akoba, and Lenken. People get displaced and get back. You know, okay, it is like, okay, people run away from the house to come back in the evening. Things are happening within the settlement. There's nowhere to run to.
The United States Embassy in Juba this week condemned last week's attacks on a World Food Program convoy in Jonglei and called on government leaders and security forces to prevent attacks on humanitarian aid workers and staff. Cattle raids are common in Greater Jonglei. Several attempts to make peace and stop repeated cattle raids have not borne fruit. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.